UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon got a look at the warming Arctic for himself yesterday. He traveled north from the Norwegian archipelago of Svalbard aboard a Norwegian Coast Guard cutter. He returned with a gas-guzzling metaphor to illustrate the perils of global warming. "Our foot is stuck on the accelerator," Ban said today, "and we are heading towards an abyss." The Secretary General's host on his trip to the Arctic was Norway's Environment Minister, Erik Solheim. Solheim says Ban Ki-moon made the trip to make a point.
The main purpose was to provide a platform for the Secretary General to convey his message to the world. We see a very rapid melting down of the ice in the Arctic. This is a very negative signal, and it's in itself also causing a lot of worry, for instance, for the future polar bears.
And how impressed were you with Ban Ki-moon's engagement on the subject of climate change?
That's 100%. I mean, he is knowledgeable about climate change and engaged in the matter, and he wants to provide this evidence to the high-level summit he's calling in New York on the 22nd of September, where President Obama, President Hu of China, and numerous other world leaders will be gathering.
As the Arctic warms up, other nations seem to be taking more interest in the Arctic. 2 years ago, Russians, as you know, planted their flag on the floor of the Arctic Ocean at the North Pole. What do they want with the Arctic?
I think we should all look into how we can work together. Canada, United States, Russia, Denmark, Norway, and other Arctic powers in making certain that we do not see any negative impact on the environment in the Arctic. If the ice is melting down, of course, there may be new sea lines through the Arctic. If the ice is melting, there will be a possibility for more oil exploitation. All these will have to be done in the most environmentally friendly manner, because the Arctic is an incredibly vulnerable environment.
Now, you mentioned that meeting later this month in New York, where Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is going to hold a meeting of heads of state to discuss a new international treaty that would be essentially the sequel to Kyoto. There are concerns now that that negotiation process for that treaty is already getting bogged down. Was a trip to the Arctic by the Secretary General part of that attempt to get countries focused now before the September 22nd meeting?
Very much so. I mean, the Secretary General himself wanted to see it that way. He has no direct power, of course, over nations in the world, but he has a great conveying power. He can bring everyone to the same table. He also has a great moral power. He can tell leaders what they should do if they want to service for our children and grandchildren.
I've got to say that the moral argument controlling climate change has not really gotten traction in the past. Why do you think the Secretary General is going to be able to sway opinions now?
I take the view that we are much better. I mean, the climate change is the overriding problem of our age. The challenge is enormous. On the other hand, never ever has the world been better prepared for making a serious deal on an issue like climate change. I mean, all top leaders of all major nations, being China, India, European powers, United States, they're all decent leaders who want to achieve a deal. We have a framework of the UN Convention and the UN itself, and we do have the capacity for tremendous technological change. At the end of the day, of course, it's an issue of leadership. President Obama, President Hu are the top leaders, must show leadership.
Speaking to us from Oslo, Erik Solheim, Norway's environment minister. He accompanied UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on his trip to the Arctic yesterday. Thank you very much for your time.